It's good. It's good. We've been on the road about half of my time here, so it's not been a full New York experience. But it's been good. The guys are great. Yeah, it's been a fun couple weeks here.
Was it weird being in Seattle? I'm sure you imagined playing in that series, but not necessarily on that side.
Yeah. No, it was good to be back and see some of the guys. Definitely felt a little bit different, like being traded from there and then like within 2 weeks, like being immediately back. That definitely felt a little odd. But yeah, no, I mean, it was cool. I mean, it kind of felt normal because I played a bunch of games on the visiting side there over the course of my career. Just, yeah.
You're obviously very familiar with the Oakland Athletics as well. I mean, they're an ever-changing roster, but are you able to take things from your time in the American League West and apply them to this series?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's always things to learn and, like, information that you've gathered over the years of the guys that are still there, guys that you faced. I haven't seen their lineup today yet. I think it's over there, but yeah, no, I mean, they've been swinging the bat good over the last couple months. I think the last time I saw them was when I was with Seattle, maybe like 6 weeks ago, so it's been a while. But yeah, no, I mean, they've been swinging the bat good, and they're a young team with a lot of energy, so like it's always interesting.
We talked about the origin of your name on the air a couple of times, but for Mets fans that are familiar with the name Ryan Sandberg, they would think that you grew up a Cubs fan. But for a kid from St. Louis, it's a little different, huh?
Yeah, it's definitely different. It's not something that most people like correlate. But yeah, my dad just respected the way he played the game and went about his business, and they were going to name me Ryan anyway. So I think it just kind of they just were like, well, how about we just spell it like this? And so yeah, it was cool.
Was there any pushback from a family of diehard Cardinals fans?
Not that I'd ever heard. Yeah, no, like I don't think it was ever like something that got brought up that I'm aware of. Yeah.
A couple of homecomings on that trip, right? You go to St. Louis, you go to Seattle. Now that you are settled there in New York, are you excited to have an opportunity to have these 10 days to kind of get acclimated to the city?
Yeah, it is. It's cool, but like I think we're moving around a lot because obviously finding housing here is not the easiest thing in the world. So yeah, I think we're going to be bouncing from Airbnb to Airbnb at the moment, just trying to like kind of get our feet under us, see a few of the areas.
Are you able to take these next 6 weeks and be a little bit of a tourist at all, or because of the point of the season that we're at, it's kind of full go on baseball?
I haven't really looked at the schedule too much to see like if we have many home off days. I know we had a home off day yesterday, but that didn't really feel like a home off day. We got in at like 5 a.m, so you kind of sleep and then try to acclimate yourself back to an East Coast schedule. But yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely something where I want to see what I can of the city while I can. But yeah, it's pretty much just lock it in on baseball right now.
Well, Ryan, appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Hey, no problem. Thank you.